Hello.
Hello, ma'am. How are you doing? This is Oscar from Opinion Research. Do you
Yes.
think we can continue with the survey?
Sure.
Thank you, ma'am. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
A southern state?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay, then let's move on. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, okay, thank you. And thinking about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. Would you say that things in your local K through 12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuition, testing, fees, and books if that child is not in the public school. How much have you seen or read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, okay. There's some information here about it. Supporters say that it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
If it's for the children, I would support it.
Support it, okay. There's some information here. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislature who supports education success accounts? Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate who supports this bill?
More likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Just somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, thank you.
Our whole education system needs to change, so but
okay.
If we can support the children,
okay.
Sure.
Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for? They should or they should not?
It gets a little tricky. I guess they should.
They should, okay. Yes, there are no easy answers. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public school, regardless of race, gender, or income?
Absolutely.
Should, okay.
Yes.
Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school courses they choose to attend?
They should.
They should, okay. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since this time, Virginia has seen a proliferation of marijuana black market, drug, crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana, where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Would you support or oppose such a bill?
I'm opposed to all marijuana.
Okay, opposed. Very well. If Virginia does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sale of marijuana, do you believe licensure priority and other preferences should or should not be given to Virginia hemp farmers?
What would it give them?
It would give a preference to the hemp farmers when it comes to getting a license.
They would
make it a priority
to the hemp farmers?
Sure.
I don't know. I'm not a big marijuana fan.
Very well. Should or should not, though? You are not sure.
Should not. Well, kind of not sure, but more should not.
Should not. Very well. Let's enter that. It's your opinion that counts, ma'am. There's no right or wrong answers here. It's your opinion that counts. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as female to compete on girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
Absolutely not.
Oppose.
Oppose.
Okay.
Exclamation point.
Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex?
I would think the parents would know, but they should be notified.
So you support it?
Yes.
Very well. Do you support or oppose amending the state's constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental rights to make decisions that direct the health, education, and upbringing of their children? Do you support or oppose such an amendment?
And the amendment does what to the parents?
It will add language making clear that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions that direct their health, education, and upbringing of their children. Do you support or oppose?
I support that.
Support it. Very well. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child's preferred sexual orientation or gender identity?
That is not child abuse, so I would oppose them being,
Oppose it, very well. I'd like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that, number one, access to care in my community is good? Number two, there is a moderate access to care in my community. Number three, access to care in my community is inadequate.
Inadequate.
Okay. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that work be a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or is not a priority?
To better the what? I'm sorry.
The state's behavioral health care system.
It's a minor priority.
Minor priority, okay. A low priority.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there was a middle one. I mean, healthcare needs to be revamped, just like the education system.
Yeah, a medium priority. Would that be all right?
Yeah, medium, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm, medium.
Very well. One idea that has been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatment across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
I support.
A strongly support, ma'am, or just somewhat?
Pretty strongly on that one.
Strongly, okay, very well. There is some more information regarding that plan here. I'd like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More.
More likely, okay. It includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you, ma'am. Almost there. The plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
Support it. More likely.
More likely. Thank you, ma'am. It includes $58 million to increase and fund the number of crisis receiving centers in crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Thank you so much. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely. Almost there. It also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
More likely.
More likely, ma'am. Thank you so much. Having heard more details about the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it. And would that be a strong support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support. I want the police to be involved as well, but that's not.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
They should inform them, yes.
Okay. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing the employee's personal information?
Yes.
They should?
Yes.
Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election?
It should have to gain a minimum of support.
They should, okay. Almost done,
yes.
Ma'am. Thank you for your patience. Once a union is formed, it can be in place for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at the workplace, remove it, or select a new union?
They should have a vote.
They should. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia's auto emission standard to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
Repealing it? I support. I don't like that law. So, yeah, I support repealing.
You support it. Support it, okay.
No. I don't
support
the law.
Right, you support repealing the law.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
That was, okay, so you support the repeal.
Okay, that's a little bit of a trick question, yeah.
I know, it's the wording that they use in this question sometimes is confusing. That's why, you know, when I find it like that, I read it slower, because the first time I read it, it was confusing to me myself, but to myself.
Sure.
Very well. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so that taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index the state's tax bracket and deductions for inflation?
They should.
They should, okay.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, thank you, ma'am. And what is your age, please, for the statistical purposes?
I'm 58,
so that's between 50 and 64. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, or Asian?
I'm white.
Caucasian, thank you. And do you have a child that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No, but I'm not graduating.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Stop right there. There are only two, and I am a female.
Thank you. Well, you know, times are confusing nowadays. And we are not supposed to assume gender, you know, during the service. So sorry about that, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
This concludes our survey. I appreciate your time and your help, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good night.